Hello?
Hello.
Mr. Harbinger.
Well, did you get your Christmas shopping done?
Yeah.
Good.
All set.
Well, everything seems to be relatively quiet today.
Good.
Shaken. There's really not anything we can do, I guess, except just try to fuck him up over the weekend.
He get into it with you?
Well, you know what I mean. He gets into this some, but he, you know, says you ought to do all that. He really wants to ration it all up a bit.
More?
More, well, that's ridiculous. Yeah. Shit. I didn't get it. But he comes back on basically the basis.
That's right.
And, Temple, concerned about Roger's press conference. Actually, as I told John later, I don't know whether I read the same report that he did, but I said, as I saw the main thrust of Roger's conference, but maybe the news is really good for us because we get the idea of, continuing our airstrikes and all that.
Right.
Did you get that impression?
Absolutely.
And the India-Pakistan thing was only, you know, some technical thing that only India would see.
Well, the one thing that, of course, he was reading the transcript, not the news story.
I know, and he read that one little thing.
He got all disturbed about the...
Whether or not that, because that was a commitment or not. And of course, it wasn't legally, but that's true. Rogers is correct. But on the other hand, shouldn't have said it. It didn't make any difference. Except, you know, to a few sophisticates. But you have no other thoughts as to how to handle him.
No, he called last night. He was going over it.
Yeah.
Again, I know. It was a press conference thing, which, you know, it really did overall came out extremely well.
I thought so.
Bill did a good job on it. But, he gets all hung up on this thing.
Well, he is really sublime now. He's not a doctor.
Yeah.
He just can't do that, you know. Realize that everybody's a mixed bag. Here, nobody's perfect. Well, anyway.
Yeah.
But I guess the best way to handle it is just to get off and go see his children today. I said, now let's forget it for 3 or 4 days. You're going to bother them. You know, this isn't bothering you personally.
I'm glad.
And John today. But we've been through it before. So you'll survive it. Okay, I got the... Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was just saying it's too bad for him.
Yeah.
He bothered him so much.
Yeah. And that he allows it to... The other things came out well. They gave it a nice flavor of cancer.
Yeah, very good.
You heard? Half the things about made our eyes.
Yeah, there was some attempt to make it tie some political stuff in, but Hoffa kind of shoved it off himself and didn't give anybody anything to hang it on.
Well, he looked, from what I heard, he looked so old.
Yeah.
The youngest.
Yeah.
Kosh felt that way.
Lenny had a pretty good quote about don't let anybody tell you that being in prison is bad. Very, you know, I had a lot of lonely days or something, and I'm looking forward to seeing my family. And it was, kept it on sort of on a personal basis.
Yeah. I thought it came out better than getting used to it.
Yeah, they may not have had time to jump on it, I think.
Oh, sure, they'll jump on it.
I think that we're in pretty good shape. They're going to have trouble getting much to do on it on Christmas.
Done at the right time.
Good idea. they can go down then rather than going down on Monday night.
Sure.
And I guess nobody wants to, won't be too much of a problem having them on.
Well,
it's kind of hard to tell them no.
I guess Henry's still set to go down tomorrow night.
Yes, he's going Saturday.
No, not tomorrow night, but Saturday.
Already?
Yeah, today's Friday.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, so he goes Saturday night.
Well, yes,
that's Christmas night.
Right, yeah.
Right.
That's good, too.
So that'll get him down there.
What else is
Just the lead on all the TV was the Hoffman story, and Cancer Go was the second big one. Rogers got very good coverage on it this time. Rumsfeld got pretty good coverage on, he had a press conference on just wrapping up Fox Living Council stuff, and the Blue Cross and decision to get a run on that. And there was quite a bit on India, Pakistan. Some on Vietnam and the bombing in North Vietnam. No big story. Fairly big story on Bob Hope with the side.
Yeah.
He's got to try to release the POW.
Yeah, I
offered $10 million for Vietnam children or something.
Yeah.
That's what I'm showing.
Yeah.
And
yeah, Henry was complaining about that. He said Bob was mistaken. He said they would release the jury at 7:20. Well, the average person doesn't see that. They saw it the other way around. He was just trying to help the POW.
That's the way it came out.
Really? Really? When they asked me about it, I said, well, I just ignored the other part. They didn't say anything about 7:20. I said, well, we're all concerned about the POW. The attention was directed to it, to the problem.
So he said he didn't.
Well, we just got this problem. I must say, though, that the problem we worry about him, but he's really got to come to time. He's got to just continue to shake up and don't worry about us.
Yep.
I think that's something that should be talked about now. But maybe we'll talk with him. Not with him. Do you think that's a bad idea?
Yeah. It is, but it's got to be at a time when it's
more rational,
kind of over the right side of the cycle.
Sure.
Okay. I assume you don't want to try and do any Christmas-type thing.
On Christmas Day. Well, I don't really have the time.
Yeah. Well, if you're looking for something on the side, there's a church thing over at St. John's at 5 o'clock today that,
you'll watch called.
The family could go to. No, actually the minister called, I think.
Well, you remember they did it.
Yeah, I think you'd want to go.
Never go again.
And the only other thing is that as we raise funds for Boys Club, Metropolitan Police Boys Club, does the Christmas caroling thing.
And I think
they go around the city officials and sing carols outside their house.
I think we have really had so much.
I agree. I don't think you should do any of it, but I just raised the few.
Yeah, I think
those are the only two things that had any.
I feel that we've really done.
There's all kinds of other church stuff, but I don't think you want to.
We did church last Christmas.
Right.
I think you can overdo it.
I think you can. I think you've done it. I think you've got.
We're going to have a picture of the tree for the fire services.
Okay.
And a picture. That's our Christmas.
Well, they've made a big thing out of the. It's been on the radio all day that we'll be having Christmas Eve with the family and the baby here. So I think a little privacy and you don't have to keep doing public events.
That's right.
And of course, with the Dooley thing on tonight, you're gonna—that's
does the first time in Christmas.
Indeed, he does, Bob. Because it'll show the blind change. You can just do something to that.
Yeah.
I think that's the way we'll do it.
Good.
Did you ever get a chance to talk to Stella?
Yes, I did. I had a long talk with him yesterday.
Yeah, what's the upshot of it?
Well, he's very concerned about Henry. As Henry is concerned about Scally in a way. Scally thinks which I have to share, that we made a mistake in using Henry as a spokesman to begin with. So there's nothing to do about that now, but he thinks we ought to move him out of the spokesman role. He's concerned because it's his view, and I don't know how I want to check this out for him, but Henry has lied enough and has known that he has two newsmen that he's got a problem and that he's got some out to get him now. And he feels that we ought to take this flap that's building up about backgrounders and use it as the basis for having Henry stop doing backgrounders.
Yeah.
And just say we're not, there's no point in accelerating that battle and using, of course, Scally's point is use him as a spokesman or someone else, Ron or whoever, but to not use Henry. And of course, Henry's view on that is that nobody else is competent to express the subtleties. And to a degree, there's truth to that.
To a degree, does it better. But on the other hand, Scally is right in one sense. When Henry's in the line of fire, it's not going to be as good either. Let him do the thing we can do. We can let him do things like Cincinnati. That's no problem.
Yeah.
Don't you agree?
Oh, sure.
What he does out of there is what we really have got to do is to knock off the White House background.
Well, in the interviews, Scally's concern is he picks the wrong people. He tells them too much. And that he gets quite, Scally's quite emotional about it. And then he sort of flipped over his own rationality, but he's gotten to the point where he's obsessed with himself and his own position, and therefore is not doing a good job, that he tends to build up his own pitch rather than what the president's done or what the administration's done.
There is something to that, isn't there?
Well, sure there is. And Scally, he is, I think, probably more concerned than the fact to justify that he's just very deeply concerned that and also looks at through Roger's battle, that it's going to get in the way of the substance, of what we're trying to do in the foreign policy. And then Henry gets so distressed about all of it, and then that fellow is using what he does. And John's afraid he's going to start taking actions or making recommendations that John's been caught in the middle between Henry and Rogers because Henry told Rogers they had done no backgrounding. He ordered Scally to tell Rogers they had done no backgrounding last week. So Scally did. Scally lied to Rogers under what he assumed were orders from him. And then Rogers found through the reporters that they had done the background and called Scally and said,
"Who did Henry do that?"
AP and UCI.
Oh,
remember the thing we set up?
Oh, yes.
That you asked him to work out with Scally. Scally set him up.
That's right.
And then Henry did the two wires individually, together, and then Scally
did the red network.
Information from that and covered the others.
Right.
But it covered information, as Scally said, it wasn't right, because it covered information the State Department didn't know themselves about the background on the information we had on what India was going to do in the West.
Right.
So we were then in the position of the press, the wire services, having official government information from a high government official that the State Department didn't have. And so that's Bob McCroskey, and the State gets some questions on it, even in an office position.
Sure.
He asks the Secretary, and the Secretary doesn't know what happened. And Scally says it's not a good way to run
things. Well, the first problem there is that total distrust of Rogers to do anything. It's too bad.
Yeah.
I think Scally's right about that.
And
it's very possible we shouldn't have Henry do the background.
Scally understands our problem on it.
I mean,
we felt the same thing, except that to get the problem.
guy who can do it, get it out straight.
Yeah, that's right. And his background, it was correct.
Sure.
It was correct, you know.
But then Rogers backed off of it. That's what makes it all incredible.
Well, Rogers backing off of it is not a big story, though, right? Am I right or not?
No, it was the big story, but Henry will find it down in the course of that.
It's cool.
Get worried about it. And Scully got his other concern was
Henry, of course, will not use Scully.
He's been around that kind of
up to this point.
Oh, and that's what there's some of that in Scully's own ego.
Yeah.
In fact, Henry won't use him.
That's right.
Scully talking with you, thought he was going to be involved in working some things out. But Rogers apparently calls, and this, you can see where these things get tangled up. Rogers calls Scully, all distressed, saying, I don't know what to do here. Moore has called me, saying that Henry Kissinger has ordered airplanes up over the where Castro took that shot. And Rogers' view of it was that Henry has on his own initiative gone off.
There's a whole paper thing going on.
And
Rogers is part of it,
starting to launch airplanes. And he claimed he knew nothing about it. Moore called him. Moore was all upset because it was a time he couldn't operate the plane's right or something. He was concerned about it. I just think that's a dangerous story.
I agree. I know that's on the track because I signed the whole
contingency
plan. You saw it.
Yeah. But no, I didn't see it, but I know you did.
Well, a whole plan in which they had worked with the State Department on it. So, the state was going to do this.
Yeah.
And I think that I think he worked that out in the Wessex.
Yeah.
In Wessex.
But, anyway, there's a point, like everything else, there's merit on both sides.
Well, we'll stay on the line of fire for a while. So
yeah.
You have to get his world report down. Stay out of the back line of business. You know, one problem he got with him, too, probably legal and strict. He goes back, he talks to the press. You know what I mean?
Well, that's part of the problem.
Well, he did it both times.
Right.
I didn't know he was doing it.
Well, he got us in the Super Bowl one time.
Yeah. So, he inevitably goes back. They will not limit him to the subject. I don't want to get in the ring with Scully myself.
No, no.
I feel that perhaps
he doesn't want to either.
Because but he should know that we're getting out of the time. Scully's going to be used, particularly if he's just that Henry's there. His problem, of course, is going to be magnified.
What is his role? What is he supposed to do? Why is he there?
Maybe he should take my name is a question. Better off with less people. No, he wants to go.
Okay. We'd have a hell of a time if we didn't take
him. I mean, I think he'd be very useful. Yeah, but we've got to use it. You cannot have a guy there and be like a high tip. You can't do it, though. It's been like, somebody can go over there. Both the A's are going to be good, and I had to do it. And I chose to get into you, Scully.
Yes, and yet when he does, Scully does give him good help. But Henry doesn't realize how things are going to play. He doesn't know that Scully can give him some guidance.
And also Scully can go. Christmas season.
Yeah.
because I'm going to be there too.
Yeah.
Well, I'm coming back.
I told him that, you know,
what the hell, I'm coming back on the morning of the 31st.
You were only going to be there for another day, and you wouldn't be doing anything with Rogers. But Rogers is down with his wife for the vacation.
And going to go to the Orange Bowl game. What is he talking about? It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But it's for one day, huh?
You know, it's a thing where it hovers around like an old mother hen.
Well, we can't have that. No, we can't. We're going to have it, but we can't.
Can't be worried, though.
And we're just going to go ahead and do what we want. Poor Hague, he's with you, probably.
And I guess this old plastic ring should be.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Last night, he was very distressed. He figured they moved the Admiral out. I thought we were hanging a gun at circumstantial evidence, but as John probably told you, John played the tape for him.
Yeah.
He's a believer now.
Oh, of course. There's no question about this case, Bob. I think all ready to go.
Probably had to, Welch or whatever his name is, they've got a little confession.
Yeah. Well, coming back to what we ought to do now with regard to this, the coming thing, if he goes there.
Yeah, I think he's going to.
Rogers, go down. Then I think that then he should get the hell out of California. One more day in Florida, I'm going to see if I can get a little rest. I'm flying on the 31st. He should do it. I don't think it's as bad. I mean, I'm not as concerned as Scully is. I make these decisions.
Oh, sure.
I knew exactly what he was
going to do.
As you know, I ordered it after I asked for a report on it. I asked for a contingency plan.
I'm not concerned about that either. I think the only area there is just getting all distressed, obviously, is going to put his best.
And Henry is not a guy to, I mean, he is pretty good. He does not give orders.
Right.
He really doesn't make that, I know. Makes me sign everything. Which is right.
Oh, sure. He's very careful about that.
That's an important thing. Everyone does. But okay. Well, I'll bother you more. Good Christmas.
All right, too. Thank you.